As you turn up the electric blanket or fill a hot water bottle this evening, spare a thought for the 105,000 people in Australia who are homeless. Of one in every 200 who are homeless on any given night, 17% are children under the age of 12. So concerned were they about the terrible plight of these people, Tony and Lisa Clark founded Swags for the Homeless, which in 2011 won the Australian Human Rights Award for Best Community Organisation. Over the past 4 years, Swags for the Homeless, with the assistance of 450 welfare organisations throughout Australia, has distributed 20,000 backpack beds. Lisa Clark says the backpack bed she and her husband Tony designed weighs only 3 kilograms.
It doesn't actually look like bedding, so it looks like you're just carrying a backpack. In terms of, you know, comfort, it needed to be having things like padded adjustable straps like a backpack, just so that, you know, people could actually carry their belongings around with them each day. So, yeah, I guess we, you know, put ourselves in those people's shoes and thought about what would they need in terms of portability and practicality, etc., etc.
So it's very much a multi-purpose thing, isn't it, by the sound of it?
Absolutely, and we're really proud to, you know, say that the backpack bed's actually been awarded several international product design awards for the design as well.
Does the swag offer the same degree of warmth, say, as a sleeping bag?
Yeah, well, what the benefit is that, you know, a lot of, in the past, a lot of secondhand blankets and those sorts of things were given out to people on the street, but they would tell us that they discarded them, you know, very quickly, sometimes daily in those really wet times of the year, because they couldn't keep that bedding dry and they couldn't keep it clean. So the benefit of a backpack bed is that it actually allows any of that kind of bedding to actually be rolled up inside and kept dry and clean. So it's also prolonging that use of those bedding items as well. And what that means is that, you know, once you combine those, of course, with the clothing that people are wearing and the backpack beds, it definitely keeps people very warm in those cold times.
These are available nationally?
Correct, yes. We partner now with over 450 homeless services across the country. So what that means, if a homeless person perhaps being turned away by a crisis accommodation that's full, if they visit a street doctor or a nurse, they may be visited by an outreach worker or another homeless service, and as those services are identifying people who don't have any other form of shelter, they're able to provide one of those backpack beds immediately to that person who's in need, who can then, you know, continue to use that for as long as they need to until they get another solution to their homelessness.
But of course, in order for you to provide as many of these swags as possible, you need public help.
People can go to our website, which is backpackbed.org, and any donation over $2 is tax deductible, which, you know, is a fantastic help. And obviously, the more funds we can get in, the more backpack beds we can get out to the community.
Is there a specific donation you're talking about here, or is it just a case of asking people to give what they can?
Very much appreciate people giving what they can, but a donation of $95 actually does cover the cost of producing a backpack bed.
Lisa Clark, and to make a donation to Swags for the Homeless, please go to www.backpackbed.org or telephone 03 9764 9422. I'm Michael Lynch, and this Community Service Podcast is a presentation of Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives.